Chapter 1. Bogged Down in the Red Zone. During the past several years, I've witnessed men committing to becoming God's man through Everyman Ministries. I've found that it's not about asking guys to do more, it's about asking them to be more. It's not about asking them to pursue a plan or respond to a cool idea or even to a dare. It's about convincing guys, deep down, that being God's man is worth the risk. Why is that? Doing more puts a man in control. Being more puts God in control. Doing more is a safe style for men. Being more is risky. Doing more implies there's an end to it. Being more is a process, fluid and unpredictable. Doing more lets a man pick the changes he needs to make. Being more allows God to reveal the changes a man needs to make. Doing more requires trying harder. Being more relies on training humbly. Doing more engenders spiritual pride. Being more produces humility through surrender. Doing more is about correcting behavior patterns. Being more is about connecting with God's character. Doing more attaches to the public persona. Being more reaches the private self, the man God wants to reach. So here's the bottom line of this book. The men's movement of the last 15 years has been challenging men to love more, say more, pray more, read the Bible more, discipline themselves more, love their wives more, and serve their kids more. Men have wanted all those things, but the majority of them are failing over the long haul. The men's movement has asked men to do what their hearts and characters cannot deliver. Author Dallas Willard got it right. What's needed is a renovation of the heart before a renovation of lifestyle. I know there was a time when I needed an overhaul. It happened about 10 years ago when I was a credit card company's dream customer, young and stupid enough to believe that a piece of gold plastic had its advantages and would connect me with some special fraternity of the financial elite. My gold card fed my appetite for all sorts of needs. Clothes, birthday and anniversary trips, and lavish dinners out were all benign events for which I supplied perfect justifications. Christmas gifts, home improvements, and car repairs on my snazzy foreign sports car became part of my lifestyle. And just as reality should have slapped me in the face, additional lines of credit would mysteriously arrive. My family's rise in discretionary spending came after we moved to Orange County, California in the go-go 1990s. I started to earn more money, but I also started to believe my own rationalizations regarding my finances. I trusted our credit card.